This is Ian Pickus for WAMC News. The leader of the New York State Senate gave an overview of the remaining weeks of the legislative session on Tuesday. Democratic New York State Senate leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins began the virtual briefing by echoing the sentiments of President Joe Biden, who said he was praying the verdict is the right verdict in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. Jurors were deliberating in the case following the death of George Floyd last May.
Everybody is just a bit anxious as we await the results of the trial of Derek Chauvin. And, you know, as I just think about that, I know, as the family and everybody knows of George Floyd, that no matter what happens, there can really not be any true justice.
On other subjects, Stewart-Cousins says the new system by which the legislature oversees Governor Andrew Cuomo's emergency pandemic powers is working. The Westchester Democrat was asked about oversight of the embattled governor's COVID-19 declarations after lawmakers rolled back the emergency powers last month.
There have been, part of what the governor must do because of the clawback of the emergency powers is to alert the committees and to alert us of the different changes that he is making on a timely basis, which he has done.
The legislature granted Governor Cuomo extraordinary powers to deal with the pandemic in 2020. Stewart-Cousins says now that the state budget is done, she's expecting a busy finish to the legislative session. It comes after lawmakers legalized recreational marijuana and mobile sports betting in the spending package. Stewart-Cousins says her conference hasn't yet discussed a single-payer health care bill favored by progressives in Albany.
I'm sure it will be a very intense, I don't have to tell you, but it will be a very intense period between now and June when we adjourn for the summer.
Stewart-Cousins says given the raft of harassment allegations against Governor Cuomo and questions about the production of his pandemic memoir last year, the Senate could also consider new ethics reforms.
We have spoken about ethics reform and looking at some of the possibilities of making changes to JCOPS. And we're always looking to strengthen accountability and transparency. So you can be assured that we've already started to have those conversations and we will continue to have those conversations. And I do believe there's an appetite for like everything else. Ethics is like everything else. There's always an appetite to strengthen various pieces that obviously need to be strengthened.
Stewart-Cousins, who's called on Governor Cuomo to resign, says she has not spoken with the governor about an outline for the end of the session.
I haven't had any conversations with the governor about a particular legislative agenda. But, we'll be moving and we will continue to work with our partners, with the assembly, et cetera, and move legislation as we see fit.
With Cuomo's hopes for a fourth term potentially diminished, the Senate leader was asked if she could mount a run for governor in 2022.
No, I'm not planning a run for governor.
The session is scheduled to run through June 10th. Ian Pickus, WAMC News.